Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Tuesday, which means our dear friend, Miss D. Delana Dixon, joins us. Miss D, are you there?
I am. I'm back in New York City.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. We went out on Friday night and got drunky poo, Miss D. That was a fun night. We went out, we went to Bartina's, drinking and gossiping, my sort of night. It's good to have you back, Miss Dean. I'm thrilled you're back because you have even more gossip for all the naughties. Let's jump into the show. Hey, what time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
So, big story at the top of the show. It has been revealed that Ken Jennings did not get the Jeopardy job because of his past tweets. That's right, his past tweets cost him the job. So he seemed like a shoo-in for the new role of hosting the show. After all, he holds the record for the longest winning streak ever on the show. He also was a big fan favorite, and he even worked as a consultant on the show since 2020. So what went wrong? The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the executives really did think he was the ideal successor, and then things started to unravel when he became a rotating host. When you put yourself out there, people start to investigate. So when he was a rotating host and it looked like he was going to get the job, a lot of people did some digging, Misty, and they found out some really, really awful tweets. I'm not going to read them. They're not nice at all. He quickly apologized but lost the job. What do you think?
You know, I keep thinking about this. I know that these tweets that he made were almost 20 years ago, but the statement, "If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all," has been around for decades. And I'm not sure why people use social media to say bad things about other people. But if you make your bed, you have to lie in it. And this is what's happening to Ken. And I did a little research. Do you know that he won 74 straight games, $2.5 million? So he's not hurting for cash. But I'm sure this was his dream. And just that one little tweet, you know, he had to give it up, and I'm sure he's regretting that.
Yeah, well, my insiders tell me, a little exclusive here on the Naughty But Nice Show, after everything that happened with the executive producer, Michael Richards, who got the job and then had to give it up because of past things, he said, "I'm being told now they're actually researching Ken again. Maybe he could get a second chance at this." The tweets were not nice, but they were not horrific. I think we have to put things on a scale of how obnoxious they are. And they were not good. I'm not going to say
they're good. I totally disagree. I have never used a social media platform to insult another person. And so I think that's just a lesson you have to have in your mind, that this is not a place for me to say mean things about other people. You can use it to talk about your puppies and your trips and your friends and all the fun things. Why would you use it to talk about things that are not nice about other people? It's a lesson that people need to learn.
I hear you, but then
You can be controversial, but you don't have to insult people without having information or facts to back it up.
I hear you, but you don't think there's a sliding scale of obnoxiousness? Like, you don't think making fun of the way somebody looks or the way they walk is the same as making fun of somebody with a disability or the color of their skin? You don't think there's a scale of obnoxious?
No, this is not the place to do it. Why do you have to announce to the world how you feel about this?
Yeah,
you do not need to use a social media platform to make that happen.
But you're talking about the platform. I'm talking about scales of obnoxiousness. So I get it. We shouldn't say anything bad, and we certainly shouldn't do it publicly on Twitter. And if we do, you did it, so the consequences are for you.
Yeah, I think we all have to learn that the things we say hurt people, whether we say it just to our friends or we put it out in public. And this is part of the problem with the world. We just say things and we just let it slide. I think we just need to all be more aware and try to be a little kinder and gentler to us all.
Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Peter Jennings' past tweets actually cost him the job on Jeopardy. Should he get another chance? Yes or no? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow because we want to hear what you think about this. Miss D, what are you working on?
Ooh, I love this. So Jennifer Lopez's mother, Guadalupe Rodriguez, better known as Lupe, is appearing in the new Ben Affleck ad for WinBET Sports gambling app. Okay, so the commercial, which the actor directed, also features cameos from athletes Melvin Gregg and Shaquille O'Neal, but it is Lupe who steals the show. So she says, "Come on, Lupe, you can do this, girl, just like the slots in St. Louis." And she's playing a slot machine. So Ben and Lupe were photographed together back in June when they were filming this commercial at Wynn Las Vegas. And sources are telling me that Guadalupe loves Ben, and he's happy that she's back in Jen's life. Ooh, I'm thinking she's saying to herself, "Ooh, my future son-in-law, yes, yes, yes."
I like that they can make fun of all this. Having Guadalupe pop up in this commercial made me scream. They're at the Wynn, which I think is the nicest hotel in Vegas. I've stayed there. Oh, it's really fancy, so it's beautiful to see it. I like that they're in on the joke. I love a little cameo. I love a little wink. I think now, Ben's mommy, who's a lot more shy than Guadalupe, Ben's mommy, she should pop up in a J-Lo video. When J-Lo's on the beach, shaking her bottom, wearing nothing but a bikini. You know those fabulous videos that J-Lo does. We should have Ben's mom sitting there, fully clothed, reading a magazine and drinking a cup of tea. I think it would be hilarious. I like that they're getting the family involved in this. Just delicious. If you want to see the video, it's on naughtygossip.com. This made me scream, Misty. So Kim Kardashian is busy promoting Kanye's new album, and it looks like it's doing really, really well. I looked at the numbers this morning, and it's still number one, and I think it might stay that way. Drake has an album coming out, so maybe that will push him out the way. So Kim decided that after she wore the wedding dress and recreated really that beautiful marriage moment in one of his listening parties, she then took some screen grabs of her playing his new album on her iPhone. Really lovely. So she's playing the album on her iPhone. She wants to show the world what she's listening to, and it's Kanye. However, on the screen grab, Misty, the volume is turned all the way down, so basically it's on mute. So it was just something Kim did to show off. We forget on technology, don't we, that if we take a screen grab, be careful, because it screen grabs everything. So if you've got some naughty sites open on your computer, don't take a screen grab, because we'll know what you've been listening to. Now, Kim saw the criticism. She deleted the photograph. She reposted it with the sound turned all the way up. These two, even though they're in the middle of a divorce, they can't help themselves. They're just brilliant at marketing, I guess.
I know. We know what happened here. Kim was probably talking to somebody on her phone. So she had the music down. We've all done it. But yes, you have to be very careful. If you are doing a PR stunt, you have to make sure everything is 100%. So, you know, the Kardashians, the reason why I love them is because they do make mistakes, and it gives us something to giggle
about.
Yes,
I used to say when I was a publicist, every PR stunt, you have to do the stunt as if it's real. So if you want to post a picture of you listening to somebody's music, you literally have to listen to it. Do it. Go through the whole motions. Don't stage it, because if you stage it, there'll be something in that photograph that tells me it's staged. So really, really do it, and then take a picture, and then turn the CD off if you want. But you've got to, if you've got to commit, if you want to do a press stunt, you got to do it as if it is real. What's happening at The View, Misty?
Oh, well, this is so exciting. So as we all know, Meghan McCain left the show. She won't be back for the 25th season of the show. So instead of hiring a new conservative guest host, they are going to have a rotating cast of conservative voices. So some of the people that you're going to see is former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, former Fox News journalist Gretchen Carlson, who basically took that network
down, then
late night host Ebony K. Williams, and many, many more. So the rest of the cast, Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, Sarah Haynes, Sunny Huston, will be returning on September 7th, and they have not been in the studio together live since March 2020.
Wow,
what do you think about this?
I think it's exciting that they're all going to be back in the studio. I don't know if they're going to be having an audience here. I think they are, but a source told me a lot of shows are discussing now whether or not to have an audience, and if you do have an audience, do they have to wear a mask? Or will they wear a mask during commercial breaks, but not during the taping? So there's a lot of questions still out. And because of this new Delta variant, New York, we thought we were back, but I think we're going to have to be a little slower thinking this through. I like the fact there's going to be rotating hosts. I don't think Meghan ever really fit in with the other ladies on that show. And for me, some people think all that drama was delicious TV. It got too nasty for me. So if you're all going to work together, maybe it's a good idea to have everybody do a little audition just to figure it out. Are you all comfortable at the table? Insiders tell me they don't want that amount of drama anymore. Yes, drama sells. So they do want disagreement, but they don't want rudeness. And I think it got with Meghan and the other ladies just so awful to watch. A lot of people stopped watching, which is why the ratings are down. Ebony's interesting. So she's on The Real Housewives of New York at the moment. Maybe the other housewives will make an appearance or so. But best of luck, 25 years. That's a long time.
Oh my goodness. Barbara Walters must be so proud.
I love that. I do. And they did honor Barbara in the announcement that they are coming back. And I'm told, too, they're going to invite back to the show for the 25th anniversary every single former co-host. Rosie, Star Jones, Debbie Metanophilis. I know, Meredith Vieira. Wouldn't it be lovely to see Barbara? I know her health is not in the best way. We haven't seen her in actually a few years. But even if we just get a video from her, from her apartment, or, you know, I'd just love to see Barbara Walters, such a legend. And we're sending you our love. Quickly before we go to a break, Lizzo has caused such a drama. I love this. So Lizzo called Janet Jackson the queen of pop. So she revealed a list of her all-time greats when it relates to music. So after initially sending out a tweet where she referred to Usher as the king of R&B, she followed up with the names of the people she considers the best in different genres. Let's go through it. King of pop, who do you think, Miss D?
Well, I would think that would be Michael Jackson.
That's what she says. Michael Jackson is the king of pop. This is where she got in trouble. The queen of pop. She said it was Janet Jackson. The Madonna fans are going nuts. So Madonna fans think Madonna's the queen of pop. Where do you fall, Misty? Are you Janet or are you Madonna?
Oh, I love me some Janet Jackson. I really, really do. And I can understand you're saying Michael Jackson is the king, so his sister would be the queen. But Madonna?
Please.
Madonna.
Come on. Madonna's the queen of pop.
Icon.
Madonna's the queen of pop.
She truly, truly is.
She's the queen of pop.
And so, of course.
Let's go on the other one. So she called the prince of pop Justin Bieber. I think we can agree with that. The princess of pop, Britney Spears. No doubt about that one. The pop princess, Rihanna. And the queen of all music, of everything, Beyonce. I like the list.
I think it's a cute list. But yes, I think you have to just say maybe the mother of pop could be Madonna.
I don't think she'd like that. But I know, I don't think she would like that. But I think it's just so much fun. Let us know who you think is the queen of pop. We're going to take a quick break, Misty, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Miss D. Hey, Miss D, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Thank you very much. So Kanye West is claiming that he is back with Kim Kardashian. This is what he's been telling friends. Do you think Kim will call the divorce off? Let's have a look here. Oh, 70% said no. I agree with the majority here. Where are you, Miss D?
I think so as well. I mean, she dealt with Kanye for 4 or 5 whatever years, and I think she's past it. We know that the Kardashian women support the men who have been in their lives. No doubt they will always be there for them. But sometimes they actually can no longer have this kind of title of husband and wife. He'll always have her support. He'll always have the family support. But I think she's ready to move on and maybe meet somebody who's a little bit more where she is right now.
I agree. My reporting tells me they are not getting back together, but what they will do together forever, because they are Kardashians, is make money. So if they can help each other in the money department, if she can help him sell albums, she will do it. And if he can help her sell clothes, he will do it too. They're more like business partners now than man and wife. So don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rom. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh, well, Our nicest of the day is Nick Jonas. And let me tell you something. He don't need no table when it comes to dining. His wife, Priyanka Chopra, posted a selfie featuring herself and her musician husband. And he is basically eating off her butt.
Excuse me?
Yes, yep. Her butt with a knife and fork. Can she caption the shot? Snack. So later, she posted another selfie showing off her black and red bikini and her beautiful body, and of course wrote yummy. So the new pics document a reunion for the couple, because she's been filming her new show in London while he's been back on tour with his lovely brothers Kevin and Joe. Yes, I mean, he was eating off her butt. Tasty.
You've got to see the picture, everybody. It's on naughtygossip.com. She's lying there in a bikini. He's not actually eating anything, but he's pretending with a knife and fork. Her bottom is sticking out, and it's a very nice looking bottom, I guess. And so he's playing a little, having a little fun with this, and it's adorable. These two, I think they're still so playful, and relationships are always about having fun. They've only been married a little while, so I'm happy to see that spark is still alive. And it's really sweet of them to let us be part of this process. A lot of celebrities might do this and never take a picture, but these two are allowing us into their romance, and we're grateful for that. Our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. So a lawsuit has got the GMAs, the Good Morning America co-hosts, at each other's throats. So last week, a producer who used to work very closely with George Stephanopoulos filed a lawsuit against the senior executive producer, alleging that he sexually assaulted her. Now, in a staff meeting, they had to discuss this. It came up on a conference call. Robin Roberts was, and she said, quote, "If this happened to somebody on my team, I would have burnt the place down." Now staff are saying that was directed at George. She worked closely with George. She started as George's assistant and then moved up to be a producer. What makes this so, so awful is that after these allegations were made public almost 4 years ago, George kept working with the man who was accused of sexually assaulting his producer, his assistant. So ABC are pushing back, saying that Robin did not mean to target George. It wasn't about him. This is what the quote is from the PR person at ABC. Quote, "Robin and George are fine. Quote, she told him personally that she wasn't referring to him." It doesn't quite sound that way to me. We'll keep you in the loop. And quickly, before we go, let's have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Sponsored by my new book, The Four-Word Answer, which is available for pre-order right now on Amazon.com. It comes out on September 21st, so just a couple of weeks away. If you haven't bought it yet, please think about doing so. It would mean the world to me. So the only person who has 100% of all the information about everything that's going on in your life is you. This makes you the only person that really knows what's best for you. So listen to other people, ask advice, but at the end of the day, the only person that has 100% of the information about you is you.
Oh, it's 100% true. You know, we make so many judgments and perceptions off what we think other people are thinking. And in reality, we have to look into ourselves to make decisions. The only person who can make you 100% happy is you. So you have to start there. I love the fact that you say, you know, it's okay to get advice from other people. It's okay to reach out and ask them, hey, what do you think about this? But in the end, you have to do what's going to truly make you happy. Self-care is the most important care.
Amen. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. We need new reviews, Misty, because yesterday we got a one-star review. I know. They were very angry. I know. We were called naughty, and we were told to lay off Meghan Markle. So I'm going to listen to that, and hopefully we're fair to Meghan. We have fun here with all the celebrities, but don't think we don't like Meghan Markle on this show. We love everybody. You know what? If we don't really love them, We just don't talk about them. That's our show. So please leave us a review or two. We need to get those numbers back up. And remember, everybody, sing it out loud together so we can hear you across the country, if not the world. If you're going to be
naughty, you've got to be nice.
Stay there, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's naughty but nice with Rob.